Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's contender was a barrier-breaking basketball player, baseball player, softball player, diver, roller skater, bowler, golfer, and Olympic track and field star. Considered one of the greatest athletes of the 20th century, she challenged her era's accepted norms of femininity. Let's talk about Babe Didrikson.
I must say that I've just completed the greatest thrill of my life, and that was going over to England and Scotland and win the British Amateur Championship. It has never been won by an American woman, and I'm the first one. I certainly had a great thrill playing.
Mildred Ella Didrikson was born in 1911 in Port Arthur, Texas. Her parents, Hannah and Ole, were Norwegian immigrants. They had seven children. Mildred, first called Mean Bebe by her mother, was their sixth. Later in life, Babe often claimed her nickname had come from comparisons to Babe Ruth, after hitting five home runs during a childhood baseball game. It was hardly the only embellishment she would add to stories over the years. From an early age, Babe excelled in sports, shining in local basketball and baseball games. She was also an expert seamstress, often designing outfits to fit her 5'7" muscular frame. But academics were another story. Babe was forced to repeat the eighth grade and eventually dropped out of Beaumont High School without graduating. Instead, she moved to Dallas, Texas. The employer's casualty company, a local insurance agency, paid her $75 a month to play on their amateur basketball team, the Golden Cyclones. In 1932, at the age of 21, Babe represented the employer's casualty company at the U.S. Track and Field Olympic Trials in Evanston, Illinois. Functioning as a one-woman team, she dominated the competition. Babe took first place in high jump, the 80-meter hurdles, javelin, long jump, shot put, and baseball throw. In 3 hours, she'd single-handedly won the meet and qualified for the Olympics six times over. In the New York Times, Arthur Daly wrote, "Implausible is the adjective that best befits the Babe." But women at the time were only allowed to compete in three Olympic events. In 1932 in Los Angeles, Babe became the first woman to win a gold medal in javelin throw and set a world record in the 80-meter hurdles. She also took the silver in high jump. Her collective success, medals in running, jumping, and throwing events, has yet to be repeated by any other female Olympian. That year, Babe was voted Female Athlete of the Year by the Associated Press. Following her historic medal haul and a post-Olympics run on vaudeville, Babe moved on to another sport, golf. In 1933, she began competing at the amateur level. In 1935, she won her first tournament, the Texas Women's Amateur. In 1938, Babe met George Zaharias at the Los Angeles Open. She was the only woman competing. Nicknamed the Crying Greek from Cripple Creek, George was a Greek-American wrestler and part-time actor. He and Babe married that same year. Between 1946 and 1947, Babe won 14 consecutive amateur golf tournaments, an unprecedented streak. Soon after, she turned pro. Frustrated by the lack of professional opportunities for female golfers, Babe co-founded the Ladies Professional Golf Association, now known as the LPGA. Throughout her career, Babe faced intense scrutiny about her physical appearance and her femininity, or, according to the media, her lack thereof. A columnist in the New York World Telegram wrote, "It would be much better if she and her ilk stayed at home, got themselves prettied up, and waited for the phone to ring." Rumors circulated that Babe was a man in disguise. Others suggested she pursued athletics to make up for a lack of romantic suitors. But Babe refused to quiet down or back away. She was famous for arriving at clubhouses early before golf matches and bellowing, "The Babe is here. Who's going to finish second?" When asked by reporters how a woman of her size could hit the ball so far, she often said, "I just loosened my girdle and let the ball have it." In 1950, Babe met Betty Dodd, a fellow golfer at a tournament. The two immediately hit it off, and their relationship soon became incredibly close. Betty moved in with Babe and George. She and Babe even recorded an LP together. On one side was a duet called "I Felt a Little Teardrop."
"I felt a little teardrop start. It fell upon my broken heart."
On the other was "Detour," featuring Babe on the harmonica. Though they never went public with their relationship, Babe's biographer, Susan Califf, has written that there is little doubt their relationship was both sexual and romantic. In 1953, Babe was diagnosed with cancer. 15 months after surgery and a colostomy, and a warning from doctors that her athletic career was over, Babe returned to the pro golf circuit. In 1954, Babe won the U.S. Women's Open in Peabody, Massachusetts. She was once again named the Associated Press Athlete of the Year for the sixth and final time. Babe Diedrichsen Zaharias died in 1956 at the age of 45. In 1999, the Associated Press named her Athlete of the Century. All month, we're talking about explorers and contenders. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our Encyclopedia Womanica newsletter, Womanica Weekly. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Jenny M. Kaplan. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.